So some shuls have something which is a little bit controversial. You have a person takes out the Sefer Torah, and let's say it's a day where you have two Sefer Torah, so put one Sefer Torah obviously gets put on the Bima, and you wane from the Sefer Torah. The question is, where do you put the other Sefer Torah? So, Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Zayin, Sif Ches, the Ramah says, very simply, that when Motzi and Shnei Sfarim Ka'achas, you take out both Sefer Torah together as one, the Tov Sin Ashniya Ad Acher Shekaru Barishona. And your Tov face, the person holds the second Sefer Torah until after you finish the first one, and then obviously you take the second Sefer Torah, put it on the Bima, and you read from the second Sefer Torah. But until the second Sefer Torah is read, this sounds like a Tov Face Ashniya, that someone is still holding that Sefer Torah. This is from the Arzarua, based on a Yerushalmi. That is what the Halacha says. Mishnah Brura doesn't add very much to switch that Halacha. Says the Mishnah Brura, he says, V'tov sin ashniya in Os Chav Tes, he says, Dahainu shamosun ha-sefer v'mishu shama l'abima l'achzigo ad shiyugiyaz man kriya samaftir. Sounds like someone is holding it by the bima, l'abima l'achzigo, until maftir is read. And then, says the Mishnah Brura, quoting from the Shire Ephraim, well, tov adavar shenohagin be'ezim mekomos v'masro v'nar katan. We don't give it over to a young child. Some people have the minhag, they give it to the youngest person they could find. They find a seven-year-old kid, he's willing to hold the Sefer Torah. People are all too quick to let go of it. They give it to the seven-year-old, and the seven-year-old holds the Sefer Torah and finish. Says the Mishnah Brura, not a good idea to do this. Al kolpanim yesh v'masro v'ndas. You need to give it to a ben das. Doesn't say a gadol, but at least a ben das is supposed to hold the Sefer Torah. As a separate point, the Mishnah Brura also adds that gam yizara ochez a sefer svachik tzas min atzad v'yishol yachzik a sefer achor yakorim b'torah. In other words, you shouldn't have the person who's sitting with the second Sefer Torah sit right behind, right behind the backsides of the people who are getting in the way. He should sit to the side. Seems pretty clear. From the Shulchan Aruch, from Mishnah Brura, you have to actually hold the second Sefer Torah. The question is, can you put it down and put it in one of these? Some shuls have this place where you put the Sefer Torah down, you put the Atzei Chaim in like a chair, and like it holds the Sefer Torah by itself. Mutter or Aser? Can you put a Sefer Torah down on a chair and with no one holding it before it is read? So there are two conflicting tshuvas between the two great contemporary poskim, the Minchas Yitzchak and the Igros Moshe. The Minchas Yitzchak says it's not a problem, even though the Shoel, the questioner, wrote to the Minchas Yitzchak, and he said maybe there's two reasons why it should be asur. Reason number one is that it's a bizayon for the Sefer Torah. Reason number two, because again, reason number one is again it's a bizayon that you shouldn't have the Sefer Torah just be placed and forgotten about on a chair. And reason number two is that if people are going to sit, on the same level of that bench that the Sefer Torah is placed upon, it's going to be sitting on the same level. That's obviously Aser Halacha in Yoredei. Fine. Says the Shoel to the Minchas Yitzchak, maybe you want to tell me, okay, you know what you could do? You could protect it. You'll make sure it's not a bizayon because you'll tie up the Sefer Torah, you'll put like a gold chain around it, you'll give it its own seat, so no one's sitting on the same level. Maybe that should make it permitted. Still, the Shoel says maybe it's a problem of Kavod HaTorah. So he doesn't know. So the Minchas Yitzchak answers him, well, look, says the Minchas Yitzchak. Ar Zeruah, quoting the Ramah, says you actually need to hold it. The Shari Ephraim, quoting the Mishnah Brura, says it's not a good thing to give it to a young kid. You should give it to a ben das, someone who's old enough, maybe a 12-year-old, someone who's old enough, who's able to understand a little bit. Maybe it's even a gadol. He should hold the Sefer Torah. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, it seems pretty clear that someone actually needs to hold the Sefer Torah. However, says the Minchas Yitzchak, he brings a Torah in a Beis Yosef in Yeredeia, which says that it seems to be that there's a Gemara in Megillah, which says that they had a kisei, a chair, which had a certain amount of kedusha to it. And a lot of the Rishonim on that Gemara there explain what was the kedusha given to this chair. It was this chair that held the Sefer Torah. It says in Minchas Yitzchok, you see precedent, you see cases where someone held a Sefer, where someone didn't hold a Sefer Torah and was placed in a chair instead. Says the Minchas Yitzchok, he quotes a Kafacha Achida that agrees to this as well. He says, you see that there's a minug that you would place a Sefer Torah on a chair. Kisei v'haniach olea Sefer Torah b'yom shemotziin shnei Sefer Torah. Says the Minchas Yitzchok, you could rely on this minug, totally okay to place it on this chair. On the other hand, you have the Igros Moshe, but it says no way. The Igros Moshe, now that Minchas Yitzchok, by the way, was in Simen, it was in Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. The Igros Moshe in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Ches, says it's Aser. You can't place a Sefer Torah in this special chair. Someone needs to hold it. And what's the basis? So Rav Moshe starts off by saying the basis is that it's a certain Kavodat Torah, just like you have, you know, the guards in the Beis HaMikdash. You have certain respect of a Shmira, watchman. Not that the guards in the Beis HaMikdash were actually watching the Beis HaMikdash. They were simply, you know, like the guards of Buckingham Palace. They're to not actually protect it, but more as a Kavod, more of as a ceremonial guard to show the Chashivas for the palace, or to show for the Beis HaMikdash. So too, Sefer Torah, it's good that we should have someone holding it to show our kavod, our love of the Sefer Torah. If that's the case, says Rav Moshe, if a special shmira is necessary, someone must hold it. Says Rav Moshe, well, maybe you want to say, okay, put it on this special chair and have someone sit next to the chair and he'll be the watchman. Maybe that works. So Rav Moshe says, maybe that works, but he doesn't think that's a good idea. Why? Because Rav Moshe gives a couple of reasons why he thinks it's not a good idea, why it's really forbidden to place it on a chair. Number one, he says, we have a Gemara in Brachos that says, if you're holding a Sefer Torah, transporting a Sefer Torah on a chamor, you should make sure that you hold it b'cheiko, that it shouldn't be put on the back of the chamor, it should be held, and the person who's holding the, who's riding the donkey should hold the Sefer Torah at the same time he's driving. What's the reason? It's more of a kavod for the Sefer Torah. And even though some Rishonim like Tosos there say, well, maybe you could keep it in the back of the chamor in some situations, that's only when you transport the Sefer Torah. But when it's stationary, it must be in someone's hands. That's what Moshe says. That's reason number one why it should be not placed on a special chair. It should be held by someone else. Next, he quotes the Yavetz. The Yavetz says it's actually a good idea to give it to a child, someone who's not necessarily bar mitzvah, but who's already a ben das, like an 11 or 12-year-old. Why? Because this will be mechanech them, you know, to love the Sefer Torah, chiba bar mitzvah. You think about also how many 11 and 12-year-olds, I don't know, when I was 11 and 12, I don't know if I listened to the Torah so well every time. You know, so if that's the case, what does a 12-year-old do? This way he has a job. His job is to hold the Sefer Torah. That will be mechanechim for the love of the Sefer Torah. But you see from the Yavetz that obviously it wasn't put in a chair. And the third reason Rav Moshe gives is that think if it's on a chair, he says, everyone in the shul may actually have to stand. Why? Because really, if the Sefer Torah is walking around, is still moving around, yet it's not stationary, yet everyone in the obviously in the shul has to stand. However, if it's on a special chair, it may not be considered stationary. Maybe only the bima and the aron is considered the makom of the Sefer Torah. Otherwise, a person should have to stand. Says Rav Moshe, you should have to stand. I, Rav Moshe Paskins, you shouldn't put it in the special chair. Someone should always be holding, sitting down, a Sefer Torah. Says Rav Moshe, let's say you got a shul with weaklings. No one wants to hold this pre-war Europe Sefer Torah, which was refurbished. You know, it's 50 pounds. You don't have anyone in your shul who's able to hold the Sefer Torah. It's going to hurt them. Says Rav Moshe, you know what you should do? You should do psicha three times. If you've got three Sefer Torah, do psicha three times. You have to do two Sefer Torah, do psicha twice. Take out one Sefer Torah, lay with it, and then you'll do psicha again, and take out the second Sefer Torah when you're up for it. It's better you should do that than to put the Sefer Torah in a special place, you know, without someone holding it. While the Chiddush by Rav Moshe, that's Rav Moshe paskens. Everything would be fine. But what did he do? What does Igros Moshe do with the Minchas Yitzchak's point? That Gemara in Megillah that says a kisei, there's obviously some chair that was in the time of the Gemara which would hold a Sefer Torah. What's the point of that? Seemingly that goes against Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says that's only according to some Rishonim. And he says that's not even in Or HaChaim. That didn't make it into Or HaChaim. That's Halach and Yoredeya. He says since it's only a Beis Yosef, Yoredeya, says Rav Moshe, he says, Mikavan Shulnim Sazet, Ewabi Beis Yosef, U Prisha Biyaradeya, Flo Be Ikra Makum Shubar Chaim. He says, therefore, since it's not brought down in Or HaChaim, he says, we don't rely on it. We don't interpret that Gemara as a chair, as referring to our chairs where we put the Sefer Torah. And he says, But Prat Bimina Mekomosenu, in our places, Shava Olam Noagu, Shemachzikin, it says Sefer Torah, Biyadayim, Biyashiva. All our shul, says Rav Moshe, we hold the Sefer Torah. Rav Moshe argues with the Minchas Yitzchak. Halacha l'maaseh, it seems to be this big machlokas. Some shuls obviously rely on Minchas Yitzchak and place the Sefer Torah down on this special chair. But at least what I've seen seems to be the Rov Mekomos, someone holds the Sefer Torah. I guess they're choshesh for this Rav Moshe.